You're listening to the audio production of In the Heart of the Dark Wood by Billy Coffey, published by Thomas Nelson and read by Gabe Wicks.
Publisher's note. Billy Coffey's novels all take place in Mattingly, Virginia, and can be read in any order. If you've already read When Mockingbirds Sing or The Devil Walks in Mattingly, it may be helpful to know that this story takes place 18 months after the Carnival Day storm. Enjoy. We are not necessarily doubting that God will do the best for us. We are wondering how painful the best will turn out to be. C.S. Lewis. And that, of course, is the message of Christmas. We are never alone. Taylor Caldwell. December 19th. Allie Granderson had not cried once in the 542 days since everything ended. Even as she sat hunched and dying, she vowed not to cry on the 543rd. In her mind, she saw the class turning to witness her final moments, mouths ajar and eyes wide. All else, the busy work of their ridiculous project, the joy of the coming holiday, the squeak of the gerbil wheel, and the gurgle of the fish tank, would be set aside. Everyone would stare as Allie sloughed off her mortal coil. Lisa Ann Campbell would sob into her sleeve from across the room. Not because Lisa Ann particularly cared for Allie's well-being, or anyone's for that matter, but because she'd found cause to bawl at least once a day over something since the beginning of the school year. That small eruption would be more than enough to light the larger one in Tommy Robertson's stomach. Tommy sat three seats up from Allie in Miss Howard's classroom and spilled his breakfast nearly as regularly as Lisa Ann spilled her tears. His attacks would commence with a suddenness that defied belief. Too often, the only foreshock...